what I have been doing over the years is campaigning, creating awareness of the enormous amounts of electronic waste that is being shipped from the industrialized countries illegally and dumped in Ghana because of the environmental and public health consequences, which is devastating.
Where does the electronic waste come from, and why does it end specifically in Ghana?
The electronic waste comes from the industrialized countries. I'm talking about Europe, countries such as Holland, Belgium, Germany, the UK, of course, Germany. You name it. And of course, the United States, Denmark, Norway. All these industrialized countries are sending so much electronic waste to Ghana, and they end up at e-waste dump sites, particularly at a place called Agbogbolosi.
Maybe can you describe that place? Because it's really hard to imagine. How does it look like? How does the e-waste look like when it comes to Ghana?
When the e-waste arrives in Ghana, they come to the ports or the harbors, and then the trucks would send them to this particular e-waste dump site at Agbogbolosi. Let me say that in the past, Agbogbolosi was a wonderful place, beautiful place, with a river going through this particular site, lush green vegetation, and the river lagoon that go through the site end up in the sea. But now, Agbogbolosi, which has become the e-waste graveyard of the world, is full of computers that have been dismantled, fridges that have been dismantled, and television sets, and almost every electronic item, from cell phones to kettles to microwaves, are being broken by children, and they are also being burned so that the children would get the parts and sell them as metals. Every single day, Agbogbolosi, which is the e-waste dump site, is full of toxic smoke. Then you have children, some as young as 5, dismantling, burning, exposing themselves and inhaling the toxic waste and the toxic fumes from the electronic waste. It is a disaster. It is a disaster.
How is it possible that an electronic waste is still brought to Ghana, although the trade is illegal?
The trade in electronic waste, including the shipments and dumping, are so much illegal. They are against the Basel Convention. But a lot of times you'd realize that when these things come to the ports as a result of the awareness and campaigning that I have embarked on over the years, these things are now concealed. They are concealed in containers. They are packed behind useful items. And then they are able to cart these things from the ports. But the question again is, how do these things leave the ports in the industrialized countries? Because these industrialized countries are signatories to the Basel Convention. And one would expect that once they have signed the Basel Convention, they would not allow toxic, hazardous electronic waste to leave their countries. But they manage to leave these countries and come to Ghana, which is a developing country, without much security, without that many custom officials at the ports to check these containers. So that's how come they get to the ports here and they're able to slip through the ports and get dumped at places such as Agbogbolosi.
So the electronics are just labeled as usable goods or things you, like secondhand goods, or how do they come to Ghana?
A lot of times they are concealed and the containers are labeled as donations for charity, and they are also labeled as secondhand functioning equipment. But each time that I have gone to the port or gone around these places where the e-waste comes to and checked them, you'd realize that over 90% of these items cannot be used. They are junk. They are just garbage. And also, they are not donations. It is just the criminal elements, the crooked people who want to find a way to dispose of these things that have mislabeled them so that they can leave the port. But they are not donations. They are junk. They are garbage. They are end-of-life electronic items, television sets, computers that nobody wants in Europe, and Europe just wants to get rid of these things.
In your opinion, who benefits from the e-waste business?
The e-waste business, as I have realized, is a lot of money-making business for people in the European countries. Particularly, I have realized that most recyclers in Europe are very much engaged in this electronic waste traffic business because they collect monies from the Europeans and tell people in Europe that they are going to recycle or properly dispose of your e-waste. But rather than properly recycle or dispose of your electronics, they put them on the ship and then send them to Africa, send them to Ghana, having taken your money for recycling and for disposal. And when these things come to Ghana, of course, those that look good, the exterior, these recycling companies that bring these things here are able to convince some people in Ghana who end up buying these things. But they take them home and realize that they are junk, and they also just leave them by the roadside or throw them away. So if you ask me who benefits, definitely it is the people involved in this illegal trade of e-waste in Europe who benefit. But nobody benefits here. If there is any benefit for people here, the benefit, I would say, is diseases that they get, which of course is no benefit.
No, of course it's not. Why do you think it's so difficult to stop that trade? Because it has been going on for years now.
Electronic waste dumping from Europe and other parts of the world to Ghana has been going on for years, and it doesn't seem to end. In fact, there is no end in sight. It is simply because there are criminal elements involved. There are syndicates involved. There are very powerful people involved. And again, let me also say that the controls at the ports in these industrialized countries, in the UK, in Denmark, in Holland, in Germany, these controls are simply not enough. Indeed, I would expect the European countries that have signed and ratified the Basel Convention to do more to check, to control containers at their ports for e-waste. They don't have to allow the e-waste to leave their countries. They have to be serious and responsible and dispose of e-waste in their countries rather than ship them here to Africa, to Ghana. We don't have the facility or the mechanism to properly recycle or dispose of somebody's electronic waste. We just don't have it.
Is there an awareness about this problem in Ghana? Or how do people or do the local communities think about used electronics?
Definitely with the awareness that I have embarked on, people are aware, but there is still a lot more work to do. Ghana is a developing country. For most people in developing countries, poverty is definitely a situation to grapple with. Most people's concerns are how to make or how to get the next meal. People are poor, they are concerned about bread and butter issues, they are concerned about how to get some food for themselves. And there are some people who also think that secondhand equipment is useful. They can use it because they don't have money to buy brand new things, you know. So these things are sold to people who want to buy them untested, meaning that at the point where you buy this supposed secondhand equipment, they don't test it for you, you know. So they tell you that is why it is cheap. So when you take it home and you want to test it, you want to plug it, it doesn't function. What do? You cannot return it. It's lottery. So you also throw it away.
Do you have an idea of how much e-waste comes to Ghana?
The research I've conducted over the years indicates that Ghana receives over 500 container loads of e-waste is sent to Ghana from the industrialized countries every single month. 500 container loads. But in recent times, we're having to deal with 800 container loads within the last 2 months, I'd say. We're having to deal with 800 container loads. It is simply because Christmas is approaching and people are buying electronics. People are buying cell phones, computers, television sets for their loved ones, for their relations, and for themselves. And they're having to throw away or dispose of the old electronics. And people are gathering them and shipping them here. But with Christmas just around the corner, in fact, next month, I am sure in December, we would receive over 1,000 container loads. In December, in January, February, March, you know, because that is the peak of Christmas and more people are throwing away their unwanted, end-of-life, old, obsolete electronic equipment and are buying new ones. And the old ones are being sent to Ghana.
In your opinion, what needs to be done to improve the situation?
It is important important for the developed countries to be serious, responsible, and do more to control electronic waste dumping in Africa. And this can be done by controlling the containers that come to the port. They need to open the containers, check them. If it is found to contain e-waste, it should be set aside. And in fact, the culprits or people behind these shipments should be prosecuted. They should be given long jail terms to serve as a deterrent to people who would want to do it or ship these things to Africa or to Ghana. It is important that manufacturers and producers of these electronics, Philips, Dell, I mean, you name it, they have a clear responsibility which should stretch from cradle to grave. That is to say that they should be able to set up collection points in their countries and also in Africa to collect these things once they get to their end of life. It is important also that these manufacturers like Dell, Philips, and so on and so forth, phase out or remove or do not use toxic chemicals in the manufacture of electronic items. This is important so that these electronic items can be recycled or disposed of properly once they don't contain toxic chemicals and when they get to their end of life. And again, consumers have a role to play. You know, they should be aware that these manufacturers have adopted what we call deliberate rapid obsolescence. If you buy a cell phone today, tomorrow there's a new one, and your old one simply would not function as it's supposed to function. It's the same with computers and television sets. Basically, these electronic items now have a very short lifespan, and this is deliberate, and it's being done by the manufacturers so they can maximize their profits. Consumers should see through this gimmick. And if you don't need a new cell phone, don't just rush for the latest one, because your new one would end up as garbage, as dump, and get shipped to Africa. Definitely, consumers have a role to play. Manufacturers have a role. Governments in industrialized countries who have signed the Basel Convention have a role. Our own governments also in Ghana, in Africa, in developing countries also have a role to play. They need to protect their citizens from poisons, from these toxics in the e-waste. And as such, they should also put in place stringent measures to prevent the illegal shipments from arriving at their ports and also the dumping of e-waste in their countries.
As you talked about the Basel Convention, I would like to know who signed it and when was it signed and what is the convention about?
Now, the Basel Convention was signed several years ago. It's been signed by almost all the developing and developed countries. The only country that has not signed the Basel Convention is the United States. The Basel Convention basically prohibits the transboundary movement of hazardous waste, including electronic waste. The Basel Convention says that hazardous waste, e-waste, should not be shipped from one country and dumped in another country. That is what the Basel Convention is about. The only country that has not signed it is the United States of America. It has been signed by Belgium, signed by the UK, signed by Holland, signed by Germany, Denmark, Norway, almost all these countries, with the exception of the United States.
Aren't there any measures to control the Basel Convention?
The Basel Convention says that if old electronic items have to leave a country, they have to be checked to make sure that they are functioning. And when they are found out not to be functioning or they cannot be checked for any reason, they should not leave the ports of the industrialized countries. They should not be allowed to go. And once you have signed the Basel Convention, it is deemed that you have men at the ports, at the harbors, to check all the containers and make sure that no hazardous material, no electronic waste, which is hazardous, is not leaving your country. So that is the way the Basel Convention is checked. And Interpol and other law enforcement agencies are found in every industrialized countries at the ports and other places to check and make sure that the Basel Convention is respected. But often this is not the case. So that is how come you have e-waste being shipped illegally and sent to Ghana and other developing countries.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I've been to Ghana in 2008 and that then I visited Agbog Bloshi and I went there and I was really shocked to see how the whole environment looks like. And from what I've seen in the news, I don't think that it changed much. Is that right?
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. I can tell you that for a fact. If anything has changed, it is e-waste shipments increasing and the size of Agbog Bloshi also increasing. You know, because when the waste is sent there, more people come there to dismantle and break. So now you have more people in Agbog Bloshi, and it is more toxic fumes, more environmental problems, and more public health problems. And more dump sites such as Agbog Bloshi are also being created in other regions and in other parts of Accra, the city. You know, so the e-waste situation is increasing, environmental problems as a result increasing, and more people are getting sick from e-waste dumping.